25% of the telescopes atop Mauna Kea may come down in the next decade. That's part of the policy change Governor Ige outlined earlier this week on the future management of the mountain, and now a look at how that plan will impact the astronomy community. There are currently 13 telescopes built along the summit of Mauna Kea. Sweeping changes announced this week by Governor Ige could significantly impact the astronomers who use those observatories. Gunther Hosinger is the director of the University of Hawaii's Institute of Astronomy. He says he's hopeful that science will still play a large role in Hawaii.
He made it clear that he sees a long-term future for a shared vision of the mountain. He says that the cultural aspects have been shortchanged, but that doesn't mean that the scientific aspects are not valuable. So he's clearly looking at a 10, 40, or 100-year vision, of which science is an integral part of. So in that sense, I'm really glad that we have a way forward.
Governor Ige also wants to speed up plans for decommissioning older telescopes, something Hosinger says has already been in the works since 2010.
This is nothing new. It is just putting some meat into the plan and maybe also accelerating some of the processes that lead to decommissioning.
He says the Caltech Submillimeter Observatory will likely be the first to go. The observatory will start to be dismantled next year. Hosinger says he's currently in discussions over which telescopes could be next.
By the time the current lease is ending, that there will be significantly fewer telescopes on the mountain than now. I think we are talking about 5 telescopes or so to be taken down.
Those may include the United Kingdom Infrared Telescope, the Very Long Baseline Array, and at least one of the other submillimeter telescopes. Molly Solomon for HPR News.